following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along with us back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth in the studios here in Kearney. All things being equal, I'd rather still be at the College World Series. Good times this weekend. Some good baseball. Saw some runs yesterday. As Jimmy said, maybe we didn't even get into deeper pitching yesterday, but a couple of the stars didn't get the performances that they have had all year long, but no surprise, Vanderbilt and Texas were winners, needed a little work to get the job done, especially in Vanderbilt's case. UC Irvine got off to a good start yesterday, but could not hold on for the victory. In fact, shut out for and no hit for the last five out of third innings of the baseball game. We're going to catch up with Derek Hernandez, who has put together, and you may have seen this on social media, the Partier's Guide to the 2014 College World Series, and see what he has to say about what's going on in Omaha and what he's noticed now that the TD Ameritrade has hosted for the last handful of years and things have moved. We'll talk to him, have a little fun with the College World Series in that light. Also, on a baseball note, Duncan Field opens tonight. It is the rededication of Duncan Field. Of course, the last year or so, Hastings College couldn't play home games there this year. They've been playing all the baseball with Hastings College and Legion out at the Smith Complex, but they're ready to go. And Kearney happens to be the opponent tonight, the good rivalry that they have. And we're going to talk with Gail Jones, chairman of the Hastings American Legion, about the renovations, what's new, and what we can expect tonight during the opening ceremonies, because I know there's a lot of folks that they hope to have on hand for that. We'll also catch up with the Buffalo County Community Partners, see what their latest project is. That is all going on today. And Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It is Tuesday, so we have Troutman's, and that means trivia. And that means someone's taking home a $25 gift card for Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. I'm hesitant to talk about it. Jimmy Langan brought it up a little yesterday. So we'll just say that the Royals won again last night. Alex Gordon, 3-for-5. They destroyed Justin Verlander, which never happens, but Verlander's struggling a little bit this year. They're up 11-2. They win at 11-8. The Detroit Tigers had a grand slam there in the bottom of the ninth inning that meant nothing the way things went. But the Royals win at 11-8, their eighth straight win. They're within a half game of the American League Central lead. So let's see. The Royals, who again went through one of those yearly spurts earlier this year where they were having trouble getting any kind of wins, now playing better baseball, 8 in a row, and we'll see if they can keep it going, and especially when you're winning on the road and against Detroit, who they're trying to chase down. So we got that. And, of course, the excitement of the World Cup yesterday. Hardly anybody was settled in before the first goal was scored, and then it turned into United States, Ghana, back and forth. And because of the way the baseball and the soccer didn't really overlap that much yesterday because Texas and Louisville were pretty much done by the time kickoff was. Did watch most of the World Cup game yesterday. And you know, it's like rooting against Nebraska. Ghana's better. I mean, listen to the analysts. Listen to the analysts. Ghana was better yesterday, and they lost. The United States found a way to win, and that's all that matters. But what that means is the United States is going to be the underdog in their next two games to Portugal and to Germany. And I am a little surprised at all the headlines calling this a huge upset. Well, come on, don't shove the World Cup down my throat that the U.S. is going to make it into the second round and then tell me that this was an upset. Because if this was an upset, then you're telling me the United States wasn't picked to win any of these matches. So Sunday's the big one. Sunday's the big one. They'll play Portugal. If they win that, they advance on. Even a tie in that situation could really do them some good. But there's no way they're going to beat Germany. So it all comes down to Portugal on Sunday, who was destroyed by Germany in their first game. So there's your World Cup chat for today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, you can always tweet us at ESPN1460-1550, at ESPN1460-1550. Doubleheader again today here on ESPN Radio. Our first game will have Mississippi taking on Texas Tech, and the nightcap will have Virginia taking on TCU. Virginia, TCU, 7 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock, Mississippi taking on Texas Tech, and we'll have that doubleheader for you here today on ESPN Radio. And then you get into the single games Wednesday and Thursday, unless there is weather to back things up. But tomorrow it'll be Texas and UC Irvine, and then Thursday, out of this bracket, whoever's left will play. A doubleheader on Friday, and then you could have a doubleheader Saturday. You could have one game, might not have any games. And that is the way, if you're making your plans for the College World Series the rest of the week, to be watching what's going on there. A couple of other notes. In our last 24 hours, we've learned that the GPAC Conference, Hastings College, Doan, and et al., taking on the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference, the two-year agreement to play a series of games against each other. In 2013, this past year, they took what your record was, and that's who you'll play in 2015, kind of like the basketball ACC Big Ten Challenge. The top teams will play the top teams, and the bottom teams will play the bottom teams, and so on and so forth. And then however you do this year is how you'll be scheduled for 2016. So Hastings College will be playing at Bethel of Kansas in that first meeting in 2015. That's 2015. Also want to let you know that once again we'll be on the road at the 8-Man All-Star Camp. The 37th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game is Thursday. We will be in Hastings for that. The show on the road, a whole bunch this week. Jeffrey is getting lonely in the studio. But yesterday at the College World Series, Thursday we'll be at 8-Man All-Star Camp. Friday we're going to be out at the Kearney Country Club for the Tasha Kider Memorial Golf Tournament. Now, the next two Fridays we're going to be out there because Friday the 27th is the Kearney Catholic Golf Tournament. So if you want to get signed up for either one of those or need to know more information, contact the Kearney Country Club at 234-3151. This Friday, the second Tasha Kider Memorial, we talked a lot about this last season when we went through this, and we'll do it again on Friday. It is money that goes towards the area schools, and it all, for the most part, goes to the SNAG golf program that teaches golf basics to kindergarten through fifth grade elementary students, installing values while educating students in the game of golf, and it uses the age-appropriate equipment. The core values of SNAG: discipline, etiquette, honesty, integrity, patience, respect, self-control, persistence, and teamwork. It doesn't matter if you're a third grader trying to learn golf or if you're our age trying to learn golf or do that. You need a lot of those in your game. It was established with the Kearney Area Community Foundation as a way to bring this program to central Nebraska. The program has impacted over 3,200 elementary students, and you may have heard us talk about it with Pro Matt Shaner and the PGA professional out at KCC talking about that. And you may have seen it on videos or on television. I know they've done that where a lot of it is maybe an oversized club or some of it's the Velcro target. But just learning how to, at a young age, without sawing off clubs the way you had to do it back in the old day and do it the hard way. This way you can maybe get your fundamentals down a little bit better. The annual Memorial Golf Tournament is this Friday. Registration at 10:30. There'll be a brief demonstration before the tournament on how the snag equipment works, and then a 12 o'clock shotgun start. So if you'd like to know more, contact the Kearney Country Club at 234-3151. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more after this.
When weather happens, you can check closings, cancellations, and delays at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Lampman Seamless Spray-On Roofing weather threat icon on the front page for a sortable list. There's even a sign-up form and app, so you can post qualifying information as well. And for an energy-efficient, attractive spray-on foam roof, call Lampman Roofing for an estimate. Find them on Facebook and at LampmanRoofing.com.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue, and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart, Midtown Mart, on West 2nd and Hastings.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breezy winds today with a mostly sunny sky, and temperatures get quite warm in the mid-90s. And then for tonight, we'll drop to the upper 60s with a mostly clear sky. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Brad Rogers. Right now it's 81.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and of course, thinkmidway.com, where here in 2014 is the 100-year anniversary of Dodge, and you can check out the great 2014 Avengers right now. Over $5,000 off from the manufacturer, plus that hassle-free price you see on every windshield on the Midway Auto Dealership lot. You can get 35 miles to the gallon. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want to take a look at that? And the new 2015 Chrysler 200 is also in stock. And Jeep right now is one of the hottest brands out there. Great selection on their showroom floor. Check it out, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com. And we mentioned it yesterday, and we'll continue to mention it. You want to get on their Facebook page as well, because who wouldn't want to win this nifty motorcycle? And I don't even know, motorcycle is understating what they're going to be giving away here. A Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and a free skydiving package courtesy of Atlas Skydive. Midway will be celebrating during the Buffalo County Fair as well. And as we get closer to that, we'll tell you more about it. So check it out online at Think. midway.com. Well, we have a chance from time to time to talk with some of the folks with the Buffalo County Community Partners and the organizations that are working with that. And in our studio today is Mark Fordori. And, Mark, thanks for coming in. We've got an interesting view through the camera lens here that we're going to talk about. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. And good. I'm interested to learn more. Let me just face facts. In this day and age, more people have more cameras, and it's easier even with just the phone, but it seems like there are more amateur photographers out there that really, really do good work. Tell us a little bit about your program and how you're getting some folks, and the name of it, and how you're getting some folks involved.
Sure. Well, the program that we run is called the Photo Voice Program, and what we do is we work with area youth to give them kind of a constructive and creative means of expression through photography. And like you say, you know, we're bombarded with photographic images anymore, all kinds of advertisements and on the internet and everywhere you look, there's photography these days. And but so much of that has a kind of a commercial message or a kind of an entertainment message. And what we're looking for from the kids that we work with is to have them take photographs that have a more personal message for them. And so what we do is we work with, like I say, about half a dozen kids at a time. We give them cameras, send them out in the community, and have them take photographs of the things that are important to them. They can be things that they really like, things that they think, you know, here's something that ought to be changed, something that maybe needs to be improved in the community, things like that. And then we bring them back into the room, into a group together, and then we talk about them. And the photographs really provide the adults who are part of the program, they provide us with insight into the world of all these students. You know, being a teenager is a lot different than being an adult. And anybody that has teenagers will know that they have this whole kind of life that's going on that you might not know very much about. And so this gives them an opportunity to express themselves and tell us about their world, the world that they live in, and talk about it.
Mark, where did this idea originate, and then how did you get involved? Because this is a fairly new program to this area, but I'm sure it's been going on in other places.
Well, you know, actually, Photo Voice originated in the 1970s, I believe, and it was actually started in China by some graduate students who were there from Michigan. And there were people who were living in this Chinese village, and there were some difficult conditions there. The living conditions weren't the best. And they would go and talk to their, you know, to their leaders and say, you know, here's something that's going on and we really need to change this. We really need to fix this. And the leaders really didn't want to talk about it. They were just like, yeah, we don't, you know, we're not going to deal with that. And so the graduate students from Michigan gave the people in China the cameras and they said, well, go and take pictures of it. And we're going to start showing the pictures around. And once people see what the problem is, maybe we'll get some action on it. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And so Photo Voice programs have popped up all over the world now as a result of that. And some of them have different focuses. Some of them are focusing on fixing community problems. Some of them are focused on, calling attention to the good things that are going on. We're really focused on communicating with the students that are part of the program.
We're talking with Mark Fordori here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Photo Voice, and of course from a sports program. I mean, there's always a lot of great sports photos, iconic photos that you can remember. I mean, there's the calls of games, there's the calls of moments, but there's also those iconic photos that are out there. And unfortunately, this morning we see all the photos of the tornadoes and the destruction at Pilger and things like that. What are you seeing from the youth here in the early stages of this program? What are some of the things that they're kind of taking photos of?
Well, you know, sports is a big part of what they're taking photos of. We have a number of kids who are avid basketball players, and they love to take photos that correspond to that. And so that's part of it. Some of the students are musicians, and they love to take photos that pertain to music. Others of them are very religious, and they like to take pictures that pertain to those things. And it kind of gets them talking about, you know, the things that are important to them. And for almost every class, we'll bring in a guest speaker to talk with the students. For instance, we'll have John Watts, who's one of the school board members, come and talk about school issues. we'll have a city council member come and talk about issues that have to do with the parks in Kearney and activities that kids can get involved in Kearney. And so as the kids get to talk with these people about the subjects of their photographs, they have a really positive experience talking with somebody who's on the school board or a city council member. We had the mayor come to one of our sessions, and he talked with the kids. And they start to value their own opinions. They start to understand, well, gosh, if I just talk to the right person, I can have a real discussion about this, and my ideas are meaningful, and I can actually talk about this. So we do, you know, we kind of open it up to the student interest, and so we do get a lot of sports pictures from the kids, which is kind of fun because they talk about what sports means to them and how they get a sense of accomplishment participating in sports and things like that, too.
Mark, who are the kids, youngsters, that are involved with this? What kind of age group? How do they get involved? Take me down to that part.
Sure. Well, we work with kids who are in middle school and in high school. The program is funded through the Nebraska Crime Commission, and that money comes through the Buffalo County Juvenile Services here in Buffalo County. And so the first kids that we work with are kids who are referred from Buffalo County Juvenile Services. Then we also branched out. We work with kids who are students at YRTC. We've worked with kids who are placed in group homes around Kearney. And we also work with kids who are just referred from their school counselor. If their school counselor thinks, oh, you know, this kid is interested in art, they don't have time to put it in their schedule, this would be a good outlet for them, you know, let's see if we can get them in this program too. And so we kind of like to have a good mix of kids from different backgrounds and different areas and different interests, you know, because that livens up the discussion and gives us something to exchange ideas about.
How long are they in the program, and what's your hope for those that are in the program? What's your goals for these kids?
Well, you know, the program lasts about 8 weeks, and we see the kids once a week, and in between those times, we send them out to take photographs. And like I say, I think there are a lot of things that are going on here. The kids get to realize that they can express themselves constructively and creatively through the medium of photography. They exchange their ideas with their peers and then with the adults that we bring into the sessions, and they get to learn that, you know, they can their voice actually makes a difference. Their opinion actually matters. And so, you know, you can actually see the kids growing and maturing as part of this project. And so what we hope that they can do is to find a way to engage with the community, engage with their peers, engage with adults, and feel like they can make a constructive contribution to life in our community.
A couple minutes left here with Mark Fedora here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking about a fairly new to our listening area program called Photo Voice. If folks want to get involved like you have, what can they do?
Well, a great way to get exposed to what we're doing and to learn more about it would be to come to a reception that we're having a week from today. That's June 24th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Merriman Performing Arts Center here in Kearney. And the public is invited. You can just stop in. The students will be there with examples of their photographs, and they'd be thrilled to talk with you about their photographs and what the photographs mean to them. And you know, the beauty of seeing interesting artwork is that it means something different to everybody. And so it always leads to a lively discussion about what they show in the photograph and then what it means to the different people who are looking at it.
Is there anything that's stuck out to you so far in your involvement with the program, a photo, a moment, or just what you've seen so far?
You know, we've had some really good discussions. Again, so much of these kids' lives revolves around school, and we've had some really good discussions.
That's a good thing, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And but they have a lot of complaints about school too, as you might imagine. And we've had some really great discussion with John Watts, the school board member who participates in the program. And I think they really enjoy just having that kind of an open forum where he's willing to discuss with them their concerns about what's going on at school, and particularly with the new school building coming up here. We had some really good discussions about the kids' thoughts about what was needed for the new school building, and he was very receptive about talking with them about that. And I thought that was really cool.
Mark, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to let the folks know about?
Well, you know, I just think that, you know, it's important for kids to be involved in different activities that relate to their interests. And as we've talked about, you know, there are a lot of kids who are very interested in sports. And as we know, they learn a lot of skills in sports that go beyond just the playing field. And I think there are other kids who are interested in things like photography and art and theater and poetry. And, you know, I think it's good, important to give the kids those kinds of outlets, too. So kids who are interested in those realize that, you know, there is a path to expressing yourself and, you know, going on to maybe make a living doing those kind of things, too. And even if they don't go on to make a living, they can really grow as a person by being involved in those things.
Again, a neat reception will be next Tuesday at the Merriman, June 24th, getting underway with the reception at 5:30. It's free and open to the public. If you can't get to that, Mark, is there a website? Is there a contact number?
Well, they can certainly look on the Buffalo County Community Partners website, which will have information about Photo Voice. They're certainly welcome to call me at 865-2290 and talk about Photo Voice if they have any questions about it or any interest in being involved in the project.
Well, Mark, sounds like an interesting program. I'm glad you could give us a few minutes to share about it and let the folks know how they can find out more.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me.
You
it was
bet.
Fun.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Mark Fedori joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more coming up. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to head to the College World Series, talk about some of the fun they're having down there. And the new Duncan Field dedication is tonight. We'll catch up with Gail Jones when we return on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you have enough horsepower for road rage? The Hastings Family YMCA, Motorsport Park Hastings, and Bosselman's is sponsoring Road Rage 2014. Road Rage is an 8-hour cycling race on Sunday, June 29th at 8 a.m. at Motorsport Park Hastings. Party in your pit with music, food, and fun. Compete as a solo rider or in a team of 2 to 6 of your best friends, co-workers, or the rowdiest group of people you can find. Sign up for Road Rage by contacting Ann at the Hastings Family YMCA or log on to hastingsymca.net.
How about some good times, good pancakes, good friends, and a great cause? Sunday, June 22nd at the Axtell School, there will be a pancake feed, silent auction, and bake sale to help the family of Dylan Wells, who was injured in a car accident and is now residing in Madonna. He and his family will incur many medical and travel expenses. So come out and be a part of this great fundraiser and enjoy pancakes, baked goods, and a silent auction on June 22nd at the Axtell School. Donations of goods and money are now being accepted. Dear Mike, sorry our relationship ended. I enjoyed our stops at Foot Convenience Plaza for beer, wine, snacks, and soda. Their delicious pizza, made fresh each day, was our favorite pizza in town. Foots will always remind me of you. Well, I'm running out of lipstick and space on your windshield. P.S. They have washer foot at Foots.
Foots Convenience Plaza, the first stop coming into town and your last stop out. East Highway 30, Kearney.
The most cost-efficient dentistry is the kind that prevents problems. Right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com, Anderson Dentistry is offering a new patient examination. A comprehensive oral exam, 3D panoramic x-rays, including bite wing and occlusal x-rays. A comfortable and gentle experience to give you an accurate, quality exam. Performed by award-winning and Dental Hall of Fame dentist, Dr. Steve Anderson. Save right now at ShopWheelerDealer.com for your dental health.
Attention golfers, the finest course in Central Nebraska is at Indian Head Golf Club. The most complete facility in the area offers fantastic golf, GPS systems, a full-line pro shop, and apparel and equipment from Nike, Titleist, Callaway, plus your favorite refreshment. Youth golf programs are offered to help them develop golf skills and work ethics. Indian Head's Golf Card Program gives you 2 or 6 free rounds of golf with your card purchase. Go to IndianHeadGolf.com for more information or to book your tee time. No one offers more for your golfing pleasure than Indian Head Golf Club, West Husker Highway, Grand Island.
Come out to the K this weekend when the Royals battle the Mariners. Friday at 7:10 is Buck Night with dollar hot dogs, peanuts, and small Pepsi products. Stay in your seats after the game for fireworks presented by Hy-Vee and Pepsi. Saturday's first pitch is at 1:10, and it's Wichita State Day. Sunday at 1:10 is Family Fun Day and Bark at the Park. Come early for live performances by School of Rock, plus special treats for dogs and their owners. Tickets still available at Royals.com or Hy-Vee.
Be Royal, Kansas City. Be Royal.
and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Rolling along on this Tuesday. Don't forget Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up in this half hour. Plus, we're going to catch up with Derek Hernandez. He wrote The Partier's Guide to the College World Series, just a blog he's got out there, but thought it'd be interesting to get an outsider's look at what they think of Omaha from the blog. It's a very positive article. We'll see what led him to write that a little bit later on in the program. Right now, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. With the San Antonio Spurs winning the NBA championship over the weekend, we asked you, if you were Tim Duncan, what would you do? 63% said retire. 37% said come back. And right now, it looks like everybody's talking about the whole team coming back for San Antonio. It could be interesting. I think it really does set up for a San Antonio-Miami. And I suppose, Jeff, during the rest of the half hour here, I'm sure the early NBA odds are out for next year. So what do you got for me?
So far what I've seen, Miami, the odds-on favorite, the Thunder and the Spurs at 7-1 would be the runner-ups. So.
Yeah, Thunder got some work to do. And it will. If the Bulls ever get healthy, they're gonna do something in the East there. Indiana, who knows what's up with that mess? But will it come down to worrying about home court advantage? Because I don't think it mattered in this series. It mattered in a lot of them. But Miami, I mean, this is their fourth trip to the finals. I expect them to be a 20-20 type of team through the first 40 games next year. You know, 23-18 start, something like that, and people will be freaking out. Well, you know what? Who cares? Miami, the point now is, doesn't matter what you do in those first 82, get to the playoffs and then do your destruction there. But as we sit today, if San Antonio brings everybody back, and I know they're going to be a year older, Oklahoma City has shown that they've got some work to do. I think things have separated. People are going to want to talk about the Lakers if they get healthy. Well, I just think there's a lot of teams that are a long way away from the big three, maybe four. It'd be cool to see Golden State do some damage as well. Let's take a look right now at today's poll question. How will the Nebraska Danger fare in the IFL playoffs? Now, again, there's four teams, so they play at Colorado Thursday. And will they win that? Will they get to the United Bowl, or will they win the whole darn thing? They kind of got the same situation as last year. Go to Colorado. If they win, they'll play on the other side, most likely have to go to Sioux Falls. And right now, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go that they get to the, that they beat Colorado, but they haven't found the way to beat Sioux Falls yet. So I guess the odds-on prediction is intense conference champions. But you can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we've been waiting, and I know the city of Hastings has been waiting and driving by and peeking in and seeing what they can see. And it's all ready to be unveiled tonight, the grand reopening of Duncan Field. And from the Hastings American Legion, joining us today is Gail Jones to talk about what will be going on tonight. Gail, good morning. I know it's got to be a festive atmosphere over there, and it looks like we're going to have a nice night to play baseball. Warm like we like it.
Truly is going to be.
Let me get to the pluses and minuses. I'm sure everybody would have wished it was done sooner. It wanted to be done. It wanted to be done right. And we've seen half the season kind of play out here. But you guys have got to be ecstatic. And I've heard nothing but rave reviews of how things are looking there at Duncan.
It's a beautiful facility, and you know, good things are worth waiting for. The Carmichael Construction, City of Hastings, everybody that's been involved in this has worked very hard to get it done as early in the season as possible. We're at a point now where it is ready. A few finishing touches that maybe aren't going to be finished for tonight's deal, but it's an unbelievable facility, and we're so very lucky to have it.
Gail, kind of like here in Kearney, where you have the American Legion and the college both playing at the same facility, can you talk about the relationship that both had to get this where it is today?
Well, there were people from the college, primarily Coach Jim Bovey, he, former coach, but he still works at the college and was there for 24 years. He was on a committee that helped go through some things that we wanted to have done and scratch some things off that maybe we didn't need. And then from our committee, which Jim's also on our committee as well, but we had Dr. Bill Hervert, who in my opinion, probably played as big a role as any single individual outside of the people from the city of Hastings, who they've been a great partner in this as well. They made it happen, quite frankly.
We're talking with Gail Jones here with the Hastings American Legion. Gail, what were some of the changes? We that have been there before knew what maybe needed to be updated from the lights and the seating and all the things that made that park so great when it was first built. But what are some of the major renovations that were done?
Well, we have two new concession stands. One is as you enter the ballpark, a very large concession area, and you know, quite a little different from the old one in size and in the equipment that we have in it. You can see baseball happening while you're there, which you couldn't at the old one. And then along the third baseline, there's another smaller concession area. And so, you know, you've got two places you can go there. You have an awning that will allow you to get to an area that has not only some shade, but some picnic tables, great family atmosphere, in my opinion. And, of course, the lights we put in a couple years ago. The press box is brand new, state-of-the-art, great sound system. The kids will enjoy that, obviously. And so, the ballpark is basically brand new, with the exception of there weren't a lot of changes on the field, but that was an area that really didn't require a lot of changes. It's been a beautiful ballpark for many, many years.
Now, Gail, is it true that you've got a leather recliner and a refrigerator in there for Mike Will?
Well, we have a leather recliner. We stopped there. I think Mike's pretty excited about getting into the new press box, and I know he's going to be there tonight. Should be exciting.
Well, let's talk about tonight a little bit. The gates are scheduled to open at 4:30. Some ceremonies are going to begin around 4:45, the ribbon cutting, and you've got some special folks that are going to be there. How much can you tell us about what's going to happen tonight?
Well, you know, we're going to have the ambassadors from the chamber here. We're going to hopefully have the mayor and other city officials. There'll be, of course, everybody from our committee. We're allowing everybody in to the game free of charge. And we're going to have some raffles and different things that we're going to give away throughout the night, some different opportunities for that. So it's going to be a fun-filled evening. And hopefully two great baseball games, two communities that are rivals, but yet, the kids get along great, and should be a very competitive, hard-fought games, I would think.
Gail, I've been told that there might be some alumni or some special guests that will be coming back tonight. I don't know if that's supposed to be a secret. I don't know if you have any names for me, so I'll throw it out there. Is there anybody that you can tell us that will be making an appearance tonight?
Well, I'm not absolutely certain who's going to make it or who's not, but we've tried to let everybody know about this, and it's just amazing the last few weeks, especially the number of cars from many places, out of state and what have you, that come through. And a few times we've talked to them, and you know, they played there when they were a young man, many, many, many years ago. So not exactly certain who's going to be there, but we hope to have many people from both Hastings College and Hastings baseball's past.
Just a minute left here with Gail Jones from the Hastings American Legion. Duncan Field will be have their grand reopening tonight with Kearney and Hastings playing, and Hastings is playing some good baseball, and so that's always good to have a facility and you're playing well. But, Gail, I mean, I know the people of Hastings are going to give me the Chamber of Commerce answer, but you don't have to for Duncan Field. Anybody that's lived in the state for any amount of time knows about Duncan Field and one of the iconic sports venues in the entire state.
Extremely historic ballpark. many American Legion World Series games played there. A lot of notable regionals, sectionals that they've had over the years. It's got to be one of the most, if not the most, historic American Legion park in Nebraska, I would think.
Well, hopefully it's a great night for all involved, and we look forward to having it all. The coverage will be on 1230 AM KHAS, including the baseball games tonight. And again, want to remind the folks, the seniors will go first tonight, and they'll get going around 5:40, and then the juniors will follow that. So, Gale Jones, Chairman Hastings American Legion, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and hopefully it's a great night.
Thank you. I'm sure it will be.
All right. Take care, Gale. Thank you. Duncan Field, man, it's if you've got a chance, and of course it's cool that it's Kearney Hastings. If it was Grand Island Hastings, it'd be just as cool, but whatever the Tri-Cities, I mean, all the games that people have played there, and probably the dads of a lot of the players have played there, and so we'll get to see that tonight, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow, hopefully, on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. We will take a break here. When we come back, we've got some fun Troutman's Tuesday trivia. We've got Derek Hernandez from No Coast Bias talk about the tailgating spots and all the fun that goes on when you're in Omaha for the College World Series. We'll be right back.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
This is the very last week to save 30% on all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Hurry in. This is the last week of the sale. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. Get 30% off all weight loss products this week only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Here at Kearney Liquor, we're with
a bottleologist.
Which means?
Well, I can tell you where a bottle comes from and what it contains by its sound.
Let's test that.
Rum from Romania.
This?
Bourbon from Boise.
Now?
That's a Canadian whiskey from Kansas.
0 for 3, buddy.
The real experts work at Kearney Liquor. Ask them for advice on their wide selection of beer, wine, and spirits. Kearney Liquor on 11th Street and 2nd Avenue South, Kearney.
It's coming fast. This year's premier summer concert series, the Adams County Fair Fest, July 16th through the 19th in Hastings. Check out this incredible lineup. The legendary Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Lee Bryce, the Casey Donahue Band with Aaron Watson, and Thomas Rhett. That's a ton of talent for one Fair Fest. Get tickets for this year's Adams County Fair Fest three ways at the Adams County Box Office in Hastings, online at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com, or call 402-462-3247.
Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm Doug and Daddy Show. I'm ready. ESPN Radio Superstation.
Girl, I must.
Can I just say one thing? Haven't they shown the Bad Boys enough? The Detroit Pistons 30 for 30. They've never played more 30 for 30 than they have for the Bad Boys. I get it. It was good. It was great. Now I'm tired of it. All right. Although seeing the O.J. Simpson thing over and over again. That get tired of that as well. I wonder if he's watched that. I mean, I wonder if he can just sit and wherever it is he's sitting right now and watch that and what he's thinking. Man, 20 years ago. Weird, Weird deal. For the second consecutive year, the Tri-City Storm have a Tri-City native participating in the team's tryout camp. Forward Garrison Lowe, who attends Kearney Catholic, played with the Tri-City High School hockey team and led the league in scoring. He'll play for Team White in the Storm's open camp, which runs through tomorrow morning. And open camp began yesterday, consisted of undrafted players. The best players in open camp then get to move into the main camp to compete against returning players, affiliates, and draft picks. And the main camp will then run through Saturday out in Las Vegas. The team will release their 30-man training camp roster at the beginning of July, and we'll keep you up to date. You can also go to their webpage or Facebook page, stormhockey.com. So even in the heat of summer, 90 degrees out there, we can be talking Storm hockey. Hey, when you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to know to keep your lawn looking great all year round. Landscaping with trees, rocks, the shrubs, and custom concrete edging, which means you get both style and functionality to your new or existing landscape. Imagine having the yard that you want. Looks like you spent hours on it when, in fact, well, Johnson Lawn and Landscape did all the work. Serving the Tri-Cities at NebraskaLandscape.com. That's NebraskaLandscape.com or 237-LAWN. Call them today, and don't forget to stop into the nursery located just behind Yellow Van, 6th Street in Kearney. Well, for the first time to the Doug and Daddy Show, and I'll have to admit, once in a while, surfing the social network, you find something that you think is a little unique, and Derek Hernandez joins us here from No Coast Bias. Derek, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, now, how did this whole thing get started? Give us a little background on where you're from, how this No Coast Bias got started, and how you're in love with the College World Series.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No Coast Bias got started. I'm originally a graduate from UNL. I went to University of Nebraska. I'm a big Husker fan. Lived all over the Midwest, lived in Denver for a little bit, and what I noticed was there was kind of a bias in terms of who was getting the most attention, what opinions were valued the most between, you know, the East Coast cities, the West Coast cities, and, you know, the Midwest fans are very knowledgeable, and I wanted to get that out there, so what I wanted to do was actually just find all the most talented writers that I could find in the Midwest area that were interested in sports and had similar interests to myself, and just put them all together, get a site started, and see where it went. And it's gone pretty well. We've been around for about 2 years now, and things have taken off pretty well. We've been featured on ESPN, FoxSports.com, things like that. And this College World Series write-up that I put together, you know, that was something kind of along the same lines, too, where it didn't get a lot of respect. The College World Series doesn't. And I feel it's the most underrated sporting event out there, and it's definitely the most underrated, you know, partying event in the United States in terms of sports. And I wanted to put something together for all the visitors that came here and make it easy for them, let them know what my insights were. I actually live in Omaha now. My apartment complex is actually right next to TD Ameritrade. So I consider myself an insider, and you know, I wanted to put that out there to see what people thought and make sure everybody had a great time.
Damn, that's just not fair, Derek. That's not fair that you get to be there every single day. I'll tell you what. Of course, the media, you talked about Lot D and getting to meet some folks over the weekend, and that's where we are. But it was fun to see. I mean, there was Mississippi State tents. I don't know if those were Mississippi fans that just had loyalties to the other school. But we've got to this transition from Rosenblatt to TD Ameritrade, and we've kind of talked about this the last week. And on the show yesterday, as I was down there the last couple of days, it seems to me now that everybody is pretty much situated. They've found where they need to park. They've enjoyed the ballpark. Everything's a little bit easier to get to. They know where to tailgate. They know what they can and they can't do. But for you, what's the biggest difference between the party that surrounded Rosenblatt and the party that surrounds TD Ameritrade?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, I love both of them. You know, I love the old Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium, that area there. I want to say, I mean, from that stadium to this stadium, it was more of a neighborhood type of feel. It was more kind of a college baseball feel. Now it's a little more corporate, a little more kind of Major League Baseball type feeling, but you know, different doesn't always mean worse or better, but I think that's kind of the biggest difference. You know, I'm not one of those people that, you know, still calls it the Blatt and, you know, gets a little upset when you bring up the whole situation there, but I think that's the biggest difference. And like you said, I think it took a couple years to get situated for everybody. You know, where do I go? Is this the best spot I should be? I think we've kind of reached that point now where we're kind of doing the optimal partying and kind of meeting people, and we found all the right spots.
Derek, I always thought starting, and I hope
that someday they go back to this, because I don't believe right now it makes a whole lot of difference. I wish they'd start the College World Series on Friday, and I think that makes it an even more festive atmosphere like they used to do in the past.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree on that. I feel like we're wasting – I mean, the opening celebration is great, but I think everybody's ready to go at that point. Let's just get it started, make it more of a two-day big event rather than just that one Saturday that everybody focuses on. So I'm right there with you there.
Let's take a look at, and being a Nebraska guy and living in Omaha, there's always the popular places. Obviously, when TD Ameritrade was built, the old mattress factory was maybe about the only thing down there. They started building around CenturyLink, and there's some establishments around the hotels. Then the Blatt was built, which I think's a real fun time, either one of those. Where do you recommend? Where's the party at, and is there a place that maybe is under the radar that people just don't know about yet?
Well, if it's the first time you're in Omaha and it's the first time you've gone to the College World Series, you definitely got to check out the old Matt. Now, the lines are getting longer and longer each year, it seems like. There is a $10 cover. The beers are a little bit smaller. But the atmosphere is great. They usually have live music. That's usually the spot where everybody goes. For me, I think it's becoming less and less under the radar, but the Slowdown, which is almost right across from the old mattress factory. Cheaper beers, bigger beers, no cover, same atmosphere on the outside. They have an inside area that you can hang out as well. So I would definitely recommend the Slowdown. It's becoming kind of less of a secret, but less crowded lines, no cover, bigger beers. You can't go wrong with that. If you're looking for some food, definitely hit up Goodnight's Pizza. It's right next to that. It's right next to the stadium as well. Surprisingly, their bar staff is great. I mean, they serve pizza, but they're on the ball there. I know the manager personally. He's on top of his game all the time.
I may or may not have been there with some of their pizza yesterday, just to throw that one out as well. And it's very good, and they've got a very good variety to chow on. And it seems like there is now the folks that stay right there, and then you have to kind of – I mean, it depends where you park too, but a lot of people also want to get down and have fun in the old market. Talk about what the old market has done with the move down to TD Ameritrade and some hot spots there.
Oh, yeah, and definitely, like you said, it definitely depends on where you park. I mean, parking's a mess unless you get there early. So if you end up kind of closer to, 10th Street, CenturyLink area, a little farther down south that way, your closest bet to, hitting up a sports bar, especially this year with the World Cup going on at the same time, DJ's is a great place to hang out at. They have a ton of TVs. Waitstaff's great. But if you venture off a little further south than there, from there, I usually hit up the Stadium Club, which is kind of more of the younger college crowd that hangs out there. I know I feel a little older now, I've just turned 30, but that's kind of the gateway to the rest of the old market area. Once you go there, you pretty much just follow the crowd, and it takes you to all the bars right in that area. But I definitely recommend Stadium Club first, and then J.D. Tucker's right next to it. It's kind of a great atmosphere if you want to just kind of get the whole College World Series vibe, but still see some of the locals there.
Yeah, Barry O's, the Toad. We used to know a lot of establishments that kind of coincided with teams that made it a lot, a Texas bar or an LSU spot, or fill in the a Pac-12, whatever the case may have been. What has happened to Pauly's, Starsky's, some of the places that we associated with the old Rosenblatt?
Well, Barrett's and McFly's are still around. Well, I know Barrett's for sure. I haven't really checked on McFly's for a while. Barrett's the big LSU bar. Pauly's has slowed down a little bit as well. There was that Zesto, the original Zesto across Rosenblatt. That's become more or less just a window on the side of the Blatt bar right next to the new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
They've slowed down a bit. LSU still comes out in full force every year. I mean, they came out this year. They didn't even make it. So they still get a little bit of a crowd there, but it's definitely changed a lot now since the games aren't by that the old Rosenblatt anymore, and it's different, but they're still existent. You'll still see more LSU bars than you'll see anything else, though.
What'd you think of this first weekend?
Ooh, I thought it was great. I loved how the weather held up. I was a little worried there for a little bit. Some great baseball. I know a lot of the locals here are kind of rooting for Louisville, but they're kind of out of the tournament now. But it's been a great weekend so far.
Well, great baseball. We'll have another doubleheader here today. I was surprised, and you get, by the way, you mentioned the pizza joint. They have a shot board in there, so if you have a shot, you can donate it to your favorite team, which I thought was an amazing way to, to sell even more than you needed to sell, because then you got your allegiance. It's like playing the fight song at the piano bar. But who did you think? I thought Mississippi was extremely well represented. Who did you think you saw the most of down there, fan-wise, this year?
I saw a lot of Louisville fans, and I don't know if that's just because it was a lot of the Omaha folks, you know, picking up some gear and rooting for them. I saw a lot of them. I definitely saw a lot of Ole Miss, and they're rowdy when they're out there, so you'll notice them right away. Actually, surprisingly, UC Irvine, it might have just been the area I was at, but I saw a lot of them. I mean, at the bars I was at, they're out in full force. A couple of the bars didn't actually have their flag up yet. They're giving kind of the waitstaff a little crap for that. But yeah, Ole Miss for sure, and Louisville. I saw a ton of those fans.
Well, I'll tell you what, that just tells you where you go, because I hardly saw any Louisville fans down there. I mean, so I'll tell you what, when we first got there on Sunday, I thought TCU fans were everywhere, and then you saw Ole Miss, and then yesterday you started, you know, seeing more of those teams that played Saturday come out of the woodwork. There's still Texas fans, Vanderbilt, UC Irvine. So it's always a great atmosphere. What's going on the rest of the week? If folks are coming down this week and you've got single games the next two nights, Wednesday and Thursday, but boy, if things work out, you could have another doubleheader Friday and Saturday. Is there anything that's different on the second weekend than the first weekend, or is it pretty much all status quo?
It slows down a little bit, obviously, since a lot of the teams are eliminated. But at that point, the folks that are still in it are, you know, obviously into the tournament. They have a chance to win a championship. But they're having a great time. They, like I said, I mean, they're that close to a championship. They want to enjoy it. So the people that are still left are, depending on how hard they partied earlier in the week, they may be a little worn out. But they're excited, ready to go. It's going to be a little less crowded. But it's still going to be a great time, but I think it's a little more manageable. It's not as shoulder-to-shoulder as it was the first weekend, at least historically it hasn't been. But it's still a great time. Everybody's still ready to go. Omaha looks forward to this all year round, so there'll be a lot of Omaha folks out there. But, yeah, I definitely recommend if you're still hanging around in town, do it all over again this week.
All right, Derek Hay, we appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Maybe we can do it again. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you very much. Anytime.
You bet. From No Coast Bias, you can check out his blog. What caught our eye was the Partier's Guide to the 2014 College World Series. Everybody has places they want to go. If you want to go eat a good expensive steak, if you want to go have a outstanding hamburger like Dinkers, it's not right there. You got to drive around. But, you know, if you're in town as a fan for a team, you're always going to have an off day to go kill some time and see Omaha. And I don't just mean go to the zoo or go across the river or play golf or whatever it is they do to kill some time. There's some really cool and more establishments starting to pop up all over. So enjoy the College World Series. Let's see. What else do we have today besides Troutman's Tuesday Trivia? Because it's time for that. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you would like to give it a shot at Troutman's, I'll tell you what. Producer Jeff has found me a couple of doozies here today. I love the questions. We'll find out if they're tough questions or not. That's the key. Are they tough questions? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, if you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. And a $25 gift card going to the first correct caller. So let's get after it. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Doug.
All right. Well, let's see. What do I got here? I got basketball. I got baseball. Which one do you want?
Ah, surprise me.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give you this one. You know what? I'm going to give you this one, and we'll see. I'm going to give a clue. All right. The San Antonio Spurs obviously win the MVP or win the NBA, and the MVP is Kawhi Leonard. And again, it's always a big, you know, big name, but Kawhi Leonard, not a big name. He is the first NBA Finals most valuable player to not be in an All-Star game since this Detroit Piston. Can you tell me who it was?
How about John Sally?
No, John Sally, not right. Good guess. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, we'd love to hear from you on today's program. Don't forget the College World Series 145 pregame this afternoon. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, Tim Duncan just won an NBA title in his third decade. Only one other player has won an NBA title in three different decades. Do you know who it is?
Kareem.
It is not Kareem. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt. Only one NBA player was named the finals MVP from the losing team. Who was it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, try back. I might give a hint on that one a little bit later, too. Let's see, what do we got? What's my baseball one here? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wow. Give me a break. No way. No way. I'll have to ease that one up. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, let's give you a baseball question. Derek Jeter just became the third player in baseball history to have 3,000 hits, 250 home runs, and 350 stolen bases. Only three players have ever had those stats. Derek Jeter just did it. Can you name either of the other players to do it?
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson is correct. I think stolen bases may have helped out there. Congratulations. There's no way. I'll give you 100 guesses, and you'll never guess the other one, but the third guy is Craig Biggio. So Ricky Henderson is correct. You've got a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Congratulations.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, hang on the line. Jeff will get you hooked up. The answers to our other questions. I mean, the best one I thought was the NBA Finals MVP. Who is the, I mean, Kawhi Leonard wasn't an all-star. Who was the last non-all-star to win the MVP? And if I'd have told you that he played at Colorado, I'm pretty sure you'd have got it. Chauncey Billups, 2004, with Detroit was the MVP. And the funny thing is, we'll have to tell our winner, who I think was the first question today, he guessed John Sally. John Sally was the answer to the other question. Tim Duncan won an NBA title in his third decade. John Sally, the only other player to do that. He was with the Pistons in 89, the Bull, and then 90, so you can count that. The Bulls in 96 and the Lakers in 2000. So those were the answers to today's trivia questions. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia every Tuesday right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Nebraska Junior Match Play is going on in McCook, and even in those windy and warm conditions yesterday, we're seeing the youngsters do some outstanding golfing out there, and the boys and girls have a few from our area. Let's see if we can give you an update at this time. Lucas Gross-Nicholas of Aurora wins his match today over Nick Zeppelin of Lincoln by a score of 6-5, so he will advance on to play Tucker Canock of Plainview, who had a mini upset today. Also, we have from the listening area, Austin Murray of Kearney. He is one up through nine holes in his match today. And if he wins that, he would get Josh Wilson of Papillion, who won 9-7. So that's a pretty staggering number right there. A girls tournament going on as well. The Teal girls from Wahoo were the number 1 and 2 seeds playing in their match play format. They've got 16. The boys have 32, so an extra round going on there. So best of luck. We'll have updates later on this afternoon as they're playing two rounds today, a morning session and an afternoon session at the match play going on in McCook. And I believe that's going to bring us to the end of this Doug and Daddy Show. We will thank the folks that joined us on the program today, including Mr. Derek Hernandez, No Coast Bias. Also, we talked to Mark Forty with the Juvenile Photo View, sponsored by the Buffalo County Juvenile Center. And also, Gail Jones, chairman of the Hastings American Legion, about the Duncan Field rededication and reopening going on tonight in Hastings.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we plan on chatting with Eric Strickland, the former Husker. We'll be a part of the Live Well Tour next week through Nebraska, the Cornhusker State Game Torch Run. He'll be making stops in Kearney and Grand Island, North Platte, Lincoln. Scotts Bluff is where they start. We'll talk with him on the show tomorrow. More on American Legion and College World Series baseball tomorrow as well. Have a good Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.